Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today is our college football game preview. It's the Kentucky Wildcats taking on the Tennessee Volunteers. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. What a big football game this weekend. The third-ranked Tennessee Volunteers taking on the 18th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats. Let's start with the Kentucky Wildcats. And by the fact, let's start with this series. You got Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, which is about 4.5 hours from the University of Tennessee, and usually they play at the end of the year. But this game happens to be around in October. And you got two teams that really basically have been a surprise in college football this season. The Kentucky Wildcats, Mark Stoops has done an outstanding job. Them being 5-2, this is where we probably had Kentucky in the SEC East, where we thought they would land. 2 weeks ago against Mississippi State, we know what Kentucky is about. We know what they like to do. They got a Pro Bowl quarterback in Will Levis that came back. And last week, 2 weeks ago, he had over 230 yards passing, one touchdown versus Mississippi State. But what was very impressive, Kentucky got back to their old school football. Chris Rodriguez had over 196 yards on 30 carries. So basically, we know what the Wildcats are going to do in this football game. They're going to try to control clock. They're going to try to really slow down that Tennessee offense. And most of all, Kentucky plays defense at a high level. Go back and watch the Florida game film. Justin Rogers, J.J. Weaver, Dondre Square, Kendren Smith had that big six pick against Florida, and Jaquez Jones. Now, the Tennessee Volunteers. How proud could I be of this program right now? I'm going to give flowers to Josh Heupel. Make no bones, make no mistake, I didn't think he had the Volunteers back in 2 years. I didn't see it. But sometimes when you bring in the right coach, the right system, things happen. And then the quarterback, Hendon Hooker. What more can you say about this young man here? 2 weeks ago, well, last week against UT Martin, 276 yards, four touchdowns. But what's been really amazing about Mr. Hooker on the year, if there's been any better player in the country leading this program, young man on the year, 2,093 yards, 18 touchdowns, one interception. And you think about all the great quarterbacks that's played in this program that's made an impact in their years at Tennessee, from Bobby Scott in the late 60s, to Kendrick Holloway in the late 70s. Then you think about Tony Robinson out of Leon High School, Tallahassee, how he had the Volunteers rocking in 85. Then the young man that followed him, Andy Kelly. Then another young man that came up the road from Louisiana, daddy played at Ole Miss, Peyton Manning. And then you think about the man who led Tennessee to a national championship, the last one in 1998, T. Martin. Now you got this young man that's on the verge. I'm not saying Tennessee is going to win the national championship, but I'm saying this right here. It feels good to be a Vol. And right now, Tennessee is sitting number 3 in the country, and they got a big game against Kentucky that I'm coming on. And then next week, the battle in Athens against number 1 ranked Georgia. But when you look at the Tennessee offense, as I just post the numbers of Mr. Hooker, you got to think about all the great players that's played on the offensive side of football. from Lester McClain in the 60s to Willie Gault in the 80s to Dale Wilson to Lenny Taylor to Clyde Duncan to Tim McGee to Eric Swanson to Joey Klinscales. Then you're looking in the 90s and the early 2000s, Marcus Nash, Pearlis Price. Going back to the 80s, Terrence Cleveland. The young man out of the 901, my hometown, Hillcrest High School, Vincent Moore. The young man out of Cleveland, Ohio. Two young men out of Cleveland, Ohio, Anthony Morgan and Anthony Hancock. The explosion, Johnny Moore at the tailback position. Chuck Webb. Oh, my God. The late, great Reggie Carr. And the Tennessee offense is averaging 50 points a game. Can't be stopped. It's no question about it. The best offense right now is up there on the hill in Knoxville, Tennessee, before 102,000 in Neyland Stadium. I'm trying to really refrain myself from getting excited about this program because I've been following this program since I was 8 years old. And now to see where it's had its lows and where it's had its highs, I don't think the Volunteers are going to take a step back. And one other guy that I want to give an MVP award, and I sit up here last night when I was doing my homework, is Jalin Hyatt. How in the world did he get out of South Carolina? Right there in the Gamecocks' backyard, University of South Carolina, in Clemson. 40 receptions on the year, 769 yards, 19.92 yards average, and 12 touchdowns, 5 against Alabama. Make no bones, he is the best receiver in the country right now. Not Jordan Addison. I'm sorry. Not the gentleman over there that's playing receiver at Alabama, such as Jermaine Burton. Right now, Jalin Hyatt is the best receiver in the country. So what I see on Saturday, I see a very good Kentucky team led by Mark Stoops. They play defense over there. They're going to try to run the football, control the time clock. But nah, when it's all said and done, this is a Tennessee offense that's going to continuously roll. I see the Volunteers making a statement game before they come over here in Athens. I'm 30 minutes out of Athens. I'm a resident here in Douglasville, Georgia. And I see Tennessee rolling 49-28. Yes, sir, I see the Volunteers going to put up some points. Matter of fact, let me step back and give Kentucky 7 more points, 49-35. Make no bones, I know Will Levis is an outstanding football player, excellent NFL pro prospect. I know Chris Rodriguez might be the best back in the SEC right now. As I mentioned, 196 yards against Mississippi State. But you're looking at the offense, in my opinion, right now, no question about it, might be the best offense in Tennessee history. Real talk. So, if you like the video today, please come in and share it to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. All I know about Tennessee is this right here. The great cities of Tennessee. Nashville, Memphis, Ripley, Covington, Gatlin, Pittsburgh, Chattanooga, Loudoun, Lenoir City, Powell, Halls. Everybody's going to be ascending on Saturday evening at 7 p.m. It's an ESPN game in Neyland Stadium and watching the third team in the country, the University of Tennessee, do their thing. Appreciate you here today, here on 100 Yards Football. Thank you. Once again, I'm Vincent Turner, and to my producer for making it happen, Mr. Logan Landers.
Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today we got our college football game preview. It's the Ohio State Buckeyes taking on the Penn State Nittany Lions. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here, 100 Yards of Football. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Big football game in the Big Ten. The number 2 Buckeyes taking on the number 13 ranked Penn State Nittany Lions. Let's start with Penn State. James Franklin. When you came there in 2014, the Nittany Lions, I thought they would probably have one national championship under their belt. In your tenure, not saying you've done a bad job, but you only have one Big Ten title in 2016. And you've got some quality football players that came through that program while you've been there. UCO's arguably right now the best defensive player in the National Football League in Michael Parsons. But make no bones, I think Penn State has kind of underachieved a little bit since Mr. Franklin has been there. I was expecting maybe a couple of college football playoff appearances, being in the Final Four teams, and becoming a mainstay in the Big Ten. You got a four-year quarterback in Sean Clifford that's played a lot of football. 195 yards last week. Played a very excellent football game, 2 touchdowns. And you got a very exciting running back in Nicholas Singleton out of Redding, Pennsylvania. The second coming of Lenny Moore. The second coming of Franco Harris. The second coming of Kurt Warner. Boy, he's a very good football player. And the second coming of Saquon Barkley. This gentleman is a very, very explosive freshman. Had 77 yards against Minnesota in a very impressive 45-17 win. Excuse me. But what I like about Penn State is right now, Mr. James Franklin, this is your moment. 2 weeks ago, your team got beat real bad at the University of Michigan. You came back. You kind of really set the tone nationwide and said, we still here, Penn State, with a very impressive win over Minnesota, 45-17. But make no bones, you're finna go up to the next level. And you're finna play that team down there in Columbus, Ohio. Now the number 2 ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. You know, looking at Ohio State, and you think about the program, you think about them coming into the season, they ranked number 2 in the country, but you still feel like that Ryan Day and his troops don't still get enough respect on the level. I heard something the other day, well, they don't play in a tough conference. They haven't really played nobody. But you know, at the end of the day, they play in a very competitive Big Ten conference that still has Michigan, that still has Penn State, that still has Michigan State. Indiana is playing pretty good football this year. Excuse me, not Indiana, but Illinois. But we still don't give Penn State their flowers. California Yahe, C.J. Stroud, 2,023 yards, 28 touchdowns, 4 INTs, a 92-point quarterback rating. Right now, if I had to say the Heisman Trophy ceremonies, it's Hendon Hooker number 1 by a small margin and C.J. Stroud right there. One of those two gentlemen is going to take home the Heisman Trophy this year. Guarantee it. But what's been more impressive is Marvin Harrison Jr. I like what he's done on the year. 38 receptions, 598 yards, 10 touchdowns, 15.7 catch. And you think about coming into the season, they was talking about the other young man, Jackson Smith, in. They was talking about all the other Ohio State receivers that was there last year, and Chris Avelay and Garrett Wilson. And you think about the program, how much it is in the royalty to play at Ohio State. Doug Dunley, Paul Warfield, oh my God, Paris Campbell, Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, right now with the Dallas Cowboys, David Boston, Joey Galloway, and I'm going to mention his name again, Terry Glenn. Marvin Harrison Jr. is trending in that company, trending in that royalty. And Ryan Day and the Ohio State football team is going quietly. And you know what? Jim Knowles just came over from Oklahoma State, and they're playing defense. But we're not talking about the Buckeyes. But make no bones, they might be the best team in the country. After that win over Notre Dame in the first game, we've kind of forgotten about Ohio State. But I think coming up Saturday, they're going to make us a believer. Oh, H-I-O, Ohio, Ohio, 1968, Super Sophomores, Jack Tatum, Rex Kern, Ann White, Jim Steelwagon, John Brockington, Leon Hayton, the Buckeyes are ascending, and I think they're going to make a very sound statement. My prediction, the Buckeyes 38, Penn State 21.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here, 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to Bubba Deuce and Mr. Logan Landers for making it happen this morning here on 100 Yards Football. God bless and thank you.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.